After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice-cold reward. Medela, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter, and Medela is your reward. Medela, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
Say goodbye to your credit card rewards. Greedy corporate mega stores, led by Walmart and Target, are pushing for a law in Congress to take away your hard-earned cash back and travel points to line their pockets. The Durbin-Marshall credit card bill would enact harmful credit card routing mandates that would end credit card rewards as we know it. If you love your credit card rewards, tell your lawmakers, hands off my rewards. Tell them to oppose the Durbin-Marshall credit card bill.
Welcome to the latest episode of Five on the Floor on the Five Reasons Sports Network. Thanks for joining us on your favorite podcast app. We're on Podbean, Spotify, Google Podcasts, Apple Podcasts. We're also on Dash Radio every single weeknight at 7 p.m. Also, check out the Five Reasons YouTube channel. Our pregame and postgame shows will be starting soon before Floor and Post Up 5R. Of course, if you still care about football in South Florida, we've got lots of that over there as well. Also, FiveReasonsSports.com. If you're a Hurricanes fan, I would really recommend Vishnu's article, which posted up there today. I have an article about the Dolphins and, of course, Brady Hawk, Marco Romo, Mateo, and the rest of our crew covering the NBA and the Heat, and we have no paywall. Also, check out the great sponsors of the Five Reasons Sports Network. If you need to recover from that football weekend, get yourself some CBD. We always tell you to go to Therapist Preferred. It's a CBD company founded in 2019 by physical therapists to maximize performance and recovery for active people. 100% THC free and third-party lab verified. All the products made in the U.S. with cutting-edge technology from organically grown hemp. The most popular products, the CBD sports cream, the gummies. I like the strawberry lemonade. They got the green apple there too. And of course, you can get the tincture. And there's a lot more there on the site. So make sure that you check it out. Use the code 5REASONS. That's the number 5REASONS for 25% off your order plus free shipping on all orders. Again, it's therapistpreferred.com. Use the code 5REASONS. And now, tonight's episode from the arena. Down to Biscay.
Yikes. Five on the floor. Ride for my dogs. Where here's the thing. You can check the score. Hustle hard. Couple scars. Wearing bubble frogs. Just like Buckley said. You in trouble, y'all. Kept the floor playing. Got an all band. Y'all seen the block. Stop with one hand. Impact with trust. It's power. Have the guts. We here to bring the heat. Y'all can hang it up.
Welcome to Five on the Floor, a daily insider show on the Miami Heat and the NBA, featuring Ethan Skolnick, Greg Sylvander, and Alex Toledo, plus others from the Five Reasons Sports Network.
All right, welcome back to Five on the Floor here from FTX Arena. I've got to get used to saying that. In Miami, first preseason game for the Miami Heat. We're actually coming to you like halfway through the fourth quarter right now because we saw enough. We'll catch up with the rest of it later, but want to make sure that we get this to you at a decent hour tonight. The Heat, as we talk right now, are leading by 20 against the Hawks, but really that's not the story. The story is that without Jimmy Butler tonight, pretty much, and we'll get to the floor plan in a second, but pretty much everything we wanted to see from every specific Heat player we saw, I mean, everything was just about as advertised. So tonight's floor plan, I've got Alex Toledo with me. You can follow him at Tropical Blanket. He's on a little chair, so I'm going to try to hand him the mic here. We're in a back photo room, getting used to the arena being back to normal. We're actually back in the media room for the first time in a couple of seasons, basically a year and a half. Got Greg Sylvander in his office in one of the Carolinas. You can follow him at Greg Sylvander. So let's get to that, and let's get to what we talked about on the preseason preview. We said we wanted to see three things tonight. We each picked one. I said I wanted to see what a real point guard looked like, and we saw it offensively. Yep. Alex said he wanted to see what that real point guard looked like in terms of point of attack defense, and we'll get into some of that specifically. And Greg, you said you wanted to see some things from some of the other players. We saw all of it. Kyle Lowry started, didn't play the second half, had 7 assists. And I'm sorry, I keep saying this. He looks like number 10 to me. I know he's wearing number 7, but he looks like number 10 from the late 90s. Kyle Lowry is able to push pace without running. He does it with hit-ahead passes. He does it by seeing the court. He gets the ball into Bam, and when Bam sends it out, he sends it back in. And that wasn't just on the lob for the dunk, but also a couple of plays that weren't finished. Bam had a strong game. Bam looked – he looks fit and strong. And, of course, the other thing we saw, P.J. Tucker, you know, making corner threes in transition from Kyle Lowry. And then we saw Tyler Hero, who was in the starting lineup for Jimmy Butler tonight, which is not something I think you'll see during the regular season. And he was terrific tonight. He had 16 after the first quarter. And we talked about it after the scrimmage, Brady and I did, that his legs look live. He looks refreshed. He looks like there's a burden being taken off of him. And I keep saying I think he's going to lead the team in scoring. We'll get to Alex here in a second. But from your view of it from afar tonight, Greg, what jumped out?
Well, Cocky Heat fan is back because we're doing a podcast in the middle of the fourth quarter of a game. So that is absolutely where we start. Everything went right. I can't emphasize enough that like everything we've discussed, all of the different varying factors and all of the influences that we talked about Kyle bringing, he brought. Bam looked electric. Tyler Hero looks like the game has slowed down for him in ways, and we're going to make a lot of firm declarations after one preseason game. But I mean, from what I talked about on the last episode, I really like what we saw from not just, you know, Max Strus, PJ Tucker, who left the game with a right groin strain, and we'll see what happens there. But Gabe looked good at times. I think Markieff Morris has some shape that he can get into, but Dwayne Dedmon looked functional. So I think that they're going to have those pieces on the bench. But obviously there's a lot of basketball left to be played.
Yeah. And we're going to talk a little about Caleb Martin here on this pod also, because he jumped out during the scrimmage. And I keep saying, I think he's someone who is going to find his way to minutes. I'm not saying he's going to have a regular rotation role, but he's going to be somebody who's trusted. I think, Greg, you think early in the season, maybe more so. But he had a couple of sequences today. You're like, that's a two-way? Deflections, making the right pass, seems to understand pace. And defensively, he seems to be in the right place quite a bit. Alex was sitting next to me for the game. We're actually back in our regular seats, which we like. I'm not perched up way up high. What jumped out to you?
Well, look, the Lowry thing was obvious. His impact on the game was clear. And especially you got to see it, I think, right away, just because there was no Jimmy Butler. Right. And I think that was kind of the whole thing. You know, we had that pace episode a week ago, and we talked on that episode about Lowry and Hero lineups possibly being the ones to kind of push that pace a little bit, specifically when Jimmy's off. And that's exactly what we saw right from when the game started. Lowry looks like he's been playing with these guys forever. I mean, he just kind of, I feel like that's the way that he just generally composes himself, right? He's just always kind of moving the ball around and getting things going. It's just right when that ball tips, it's 100% energy. And that's what you saw out there. Caleb Martin absolutely stood out on both ends of the floor. On defense, he just was everywhere, on the ball, off the ball, helping, wasn't helping too much, right? Like cheating and leaving guys wide open. I just think like he looked like, and Lake said this on the last pod, I believe, looked like somebody who can contribute right away. And we talked about this during the game, could be somebody who, you know, is their 11th man who's kind of plug and play. I just think he looks solid as all hell. And obviously the story, like you said, was Tyler, just him going 9 of 12. He got to a shot however he wanted, looking extremely confident from the get-go. I just think like they left him out there a little bit longer, and other guys just was like, just keep riding that energy, right? I think him having that confidence is great, and he was just getting to the shot however he wanted to. He looked like that three-level scorer that we want him to be, and I just think it's great that he's starting it off this way. Like I said, you know, like we've been talking about him, the three-level scoring part of that is the three, and I feel like that was kind of a decline. That was the real decline that he faced last season, was just 3-point percentage. He went 3 of 4 tonight. So I just feel like it really could not have gone any better.
Yeah. I mean, 9 of 12 from the field, he got 6 free throw attempts. Mm-hmm. I don't think we should not make light of that for Tyler Hero. And I mean, for them to shoot right now, they're at 18 3-pointers made, 48%, like that, you know, like they're shooting lights out. So there is some make or miss elements to this.
Yeah, I mean, because, and that's one of the reasons we wanted to do this pod during the game, because I think we really want to focus more on what happened the first half. But if you look at the first half, they shot 60% overall with 18 assists. I mean, when is the last time that a Heat point guard had 7 assists and a half? And again, I don't want to do this thing where we're comparing to Dragic all the time, because it's just, he's a different type of player. But I mean, I'm going to go back to the late 90s. Like, I just, they just have not had that kind of player And they're not cheap assists either. They're read the floor type assists from Lowry. I think the other thing that was significant tonight, and we'll, after the break, we'll get into specifics about a couple more players, Robinson, Strus, and the bench as a whole. But I think the biggest thing tonight was, and again, we're doing this in the context of a town that's beaten down from a sports perspective because of football and all the rest of this. But there was an energy in the building tonight. It wasn't totally full, but there was an energy in the building that was really positive tonight. And
say goodbye to your credit card rewards. Greedy corporate mega stores, led by Walmart and Target, are pushing for a law in Congress to take away your hard-earned cash back and travel points to line their pockets. The Durbin-Marshall credit card bill would enact harmful credit card routing mandates that would end credit card rewards as we know it. If you love your credit card rewards, tell your lawmakers, hands off my rewards. Tell them to oppose the Durbin-Marshall credit card bill.
Hey there! Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
You know, and part of it is everything's sort of back. The concessions are back to normal. It just feels like a regular experience again. But it's also your first preseason game, I think, for a team that is being put together as differently than it was before, is important. I think for the fans to kind of get a sense of, okay, this is going to be different than last year, but also for the players. I think the players going out there without Jimmy and seeing how they can move the ball, seeing how they can get into offense, seeing how they can defend. They did a really good job on Trae Young. I know maybe after the break, Alex will get into a little bit more of the specifics of Lowry's defense and things we should watch this year, because we were talking about it during the game. But the fact that things worked tonight, I don't care about the final score. It's just that everything we wanted to see. Does Bam look stronger and more aggressive? Yes. Does Tyler look freer and stronger? Yes. Right? Do Strus and Vincent look like they belong on the court? Yes. Does Duncan still look like Duncan from a three-point shooting perspective? Is Deadman still sort of standing there taking up the right kind of space? Yes. Do you? And then also,
KZ hit two threes.
We can't forget that. And then here's the other thing. But we mentioned like Caleb Martin. This is significant because my biggest concern about this team has been the depth. Well, if you plugged a hole with a two-way guy who plays more like a minimum guy that on your bench, you've kind of filled one of those roster spots that we are concerned about, the Haslem, Oladipo, Akpala roster spots. So it really, they're not all going to go this way, but as I said, it really couldn't have gone any better. All right. After the break, I want to get into some of the specifics of Lowry with Alex, particularly from a defensive perspective. I think it's interesting to kind of touch on that stuff. Before we do, I want to tell you about another great sponsor of the Five Reasons Sports Network. I'll tell you about this one all the time. If you have a small or medium business, or you know someone who does, mention to your boss, mention to your friend, CPT of South Florida. They have been providing small and medium businesses with the technology they need for decades. They specialize in cloud hosts and phone systems and managed IT. They can help you save money on your monthly phone and internet costs. You'll actually get this promotion, 25% off cloud phone service, including free phones and the first 2 months of service free. If you mention Five Reasons, deal with an owner, not a sales rep. You got to be able to be mobile these days. You can't, I mean, you see what happens today. Instagram and Facebook and WhatsApp shut down for a few hours and everybody panicked, right? Because everybody's on their damn phones. So make sure you've got the right IT when you get those phones, okay? Reach out to TJ at CPT 954. That's 954-966-2766, 954-966-2766, or cpt-florida.com. Greg just mentioned in the chat, Gabe Vincent's got 7 assists. He does look more like a point guard. I will say there are some times he gets up in the air and doesn't seem to know where to go. I that's going to have to be solved. That drives fans crazy, and he's going to have to. But I did think him stepping into those first two threes, Brady talked to him yesterday about his form and it taking a couple of years to adjust to the adjustments, and that looked better. But I want to turn it over to Alex now, because we were talking about Lowry, watching Lowry defensively. What can Heat fans expect? Because you keep talking about point of attack defense, but he doesn't do it quite the same way as some other point guards.
Yeah, and I think tonight was a really good representation of Lowry on the defensive end and what he brings, what he doesn't bring, just because Trae Young is obviously an A-list superstar at that position at this point, especially like just a young up-and-coming guy while Lowry is 35. So you saw that that's the one kind of hole that Lowry has on the defensive end. And we're going to, and you know, this is something that's not new for Heat fans at all, is struggling versus speedy point guards. So, but that's the one thing where it's like, there's a couple times where somebody like Trey, maybe De'Aaron Fox, John Moran are going to get by Lowry. But other than that, I just love the way that, you know, he'll get hit with a screen and will recover, right? Like that big body that he has, that wide frame, that acreage, right? He's using it to kind of not let these guys get as much leverage over him when he's getting hit with the screens. And there was a couple times there where he recovered really nicely and got in the way of Trey's release a little bit, even though it seemed like, you know, he had that opening. And I think it just was a little bit reflexive for me to be like, oh, wow. You know, because usually once that player gets the opening like that, the jumper's going up and there's usually not somebody there to disrupt it. So I love what we saw there. The one thing as well, and shout out to David Ramil, because I don't remember who he had to hit on his podcast. I was talking about the Raptors and Lowry and said that one thing he tends to do on defense is kind of play up a little bit too much. And I think with somebody like Trae Young, we saw him a lot of times, you know, getting up over the 3-point line, which I don't know how often we'll be seeing him do that. Just, you know, guys like Trey and Dame Lillard, you have to guard him like that. And again, it just is susceptible to Lowry getting blown by it. But I just think most of the time he was really doing his job there. And it's just impressive how well he moves for his age, the type of basketball he's played. And not only Lowry himself, but when he was off the floor between Vincent and Caleb Martin, that point of attack defense was on lock. Like, I just think those guys did a great job in that specific aspect. So I just think that whole, you know, that aspect of defense for the Heat is, there's going to be a large improvement when Lowry's on the floor, when he's off the floor.
It's interesting. Yeah, I mean, you talk about the acreage, you know, and that kind of, because I appreciate Big Up, but here's the thing about that, because it's with Tucker also, and it's with Deadman to a certain degree. This team is not a vertical team. It's a horizontal team.
That's funny.
It is. It's a horizontal team in the sense of they just take up space. They don't have a lot of high flyers other than maybe Bam.
Jimmy,
but
does
even
that
Struce
too.
Is built kind of wide and strong. Like, it feels like that was a major emphasis for this group. And you watch it with Tucker. And here's, I think, a subtle thing that Heat fans should watch with Tucker this year. Bam is going to have more rebounds this season. And it's not necessarily because he's going to necessarily be a better rebounder, okay? Or it's going to be because PJ Tucker is going to basically throw his ass out there, okay?
And throw four guys on the ground.
And box guys out. He did it twice tonight early in the game with like a professional box out, which is, look, much love to Trevor Ariza. You're not getting that from skinny Trevor Ariza at age 36, okay? You are from PJ Tucker at 36. And so Bam's going to collect a lot of those rebounds because Tucker is just going to take up space. And I feel, again, these are subtle things that were missing last year. Jay Crowder did some of that, although I think Tucker's actually better at it. But they're going to be hard to get around. I just feel like from a rebounding perspective, they're not going to out jump you in a lot of cases. Although I think Hero having a little more athleticism this year, Bam, etc. But they're going to be tough to get around. And I think, Greg, that's going to be a big thing for them this season. Like, again, if they can stay healthy, we see first preseason game, PJ's already hurt. You know, I mean, this is what I'm saying. Like, they're going to have to nurse this thing a little bit.
Right.
But it is promising that they have some of those elements. Greg, we're going to close here soon because we want to get to some of the interviews, which we'll obviously get up on our YouTube channel and on Twitter. Do you have any final thoughts here?
No, it'll be interesting to see, to your point, PJ Tucker, if he misses, you know, if a groin strain, they're probably going to take very, very cautiously. So I wouldn't expect to see him. So I think, like, here's where we start to see the lineup chess match. And we've talked about Morris maybe being more comfortable as a starter. Well, he may get that role sooner rather than later. So I'm interested to see that in the next game. So something to look forward to, but otherwise everything went great. So it's hope trafficking time for me.
You know, it's funny. We've been in this room, so we haven't noticed. What is Yurtseven gotten every rebound since we went into this little room? Because he's got eight rebounds.
He essentially, like, the rebounds find him, which is an interesting thing. Like, you know how there's guys who just, they end up in those spots because he does not look bigger than anyone on the court necessarily in stature compared to other big men, but he's finding rebounds.
I don't know. Somebody I know just referred to him as a male model to me. So I don't know if he's just staring people down and getting the rebounds. I'm not sure exactly how that works.
Just somebody you know, huh?
That's it. No, it was it you? No, it was. No,
I said he should be on The Bachelor.
Oh, it was. There was a female friend of mine that said the same thing. So I'll take her advice over yours. All right. Anyway, check out our sponsor, cpt-florida.com. That's cpt-florida.com. If you need IT, therapistpreferred.com, and use the code 5reasons there. And also, we always mention this, manscaped.com, 20% off with the code 5RSN. All right, we'll be back during the week working on some special guests here. I can tell you we have confirmed Eric Reed will be back for a third straight year to give his five things to watch for the season. And we should be having on a couple of the other broadcasters as well. So stay here with Five on the Floor. Everybody I saw tonight at the arena who said that they listened to the podcast on the way in, thank you. We appreciate that. Talk soon.
Thank you for listening to the Five on the Floor on the Five Regional Sports Network.
Say goodbye to your credit card rewards. Greedy corporate mega stores, led by Walmart and Target, are pushing for a law in Congress to take away your hard-earned cash back and travel points to line their pockets. The Durbin-Marshall credit card bill would enact harmful credit card routing mandates that would end credit card rewards as we know it. If you love your credit card rewards, tell your lawmakers, hands off my rewards. Tell them to oppose the Durbin-Marshall credit card bill.
Save big on brunch for mom, all in the Kroger app. Buy one, get one free on flavorful fresh Tyson chicken during our full line sale. Then mix or match during our 99-cent sale and get Kraft mac and cheese, Campbell's soup, or Bar-S Franks for 99 cents each when you buy five or more, all with your card. Shop these deals at your local Kroger today, or tap the screen now to download the Kroger app to save big today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Prices and product availability subject to change. Restrictions apply. See site for details.